verdad. Mis ojos brillan al pensar en su mirada tan profunda y sin igual.
Evange Dye here on Cristo the Rock this Saturday evening. And I am here with Enid Reyes.
Hola, Enid. Hola, ¿cómo estás?
I'm doing very, very well. And I'm very excited tonight. We have a great program for you tonight. We have the topic of forsaking your past, not looking through the rearview mirror. So we have a topic that we want to be able to share and just be able to speak from our heart. I think some of our experiences can speak very clear on that topic. But before we go on, I have a very special guest with us tonight. Pastor Aaron Menchaca could not be with us tonight. He is he's out ministering somewhere else. But tonight we have a very special guest that has just relocated to the Dallas Metroplex area. And he is a very dear friend, a family friend from many, many years ago. And his name is Pastor Jose Serpa. So tonight we want to welcome him to the program and talk a little bit about what God is doing and what brought you here to Dallas.
Thank you, Diana. Good evening to all of Dallas, and I want to also say hello to my family, my wife and daughter that are hopefully listening to me tonight in the radio over in Miami. But as you said, God has brought us here in March of this year. We've been here for a few months already, giving us the opportunity to be able to join the pastoral staff over at Grace Outreach Center in Plano, Texas. And in that ministry, I'm currently ministering to the Hispanic congregation there named Manto de Gracia. So también quiero a saludar a todos los manteros que están escuchando el programa en esta noche.
And I think that's an amazing challenge because, I mean, for me, I've already been out here for 3 years. And I think I faced that whole culture clash and the whole, especially people warned me about the weather out in Texas. And I thought they were exaggerating, but what do you think about the weather here in Texas?
The weather here is definitely a little bit different than what I'm used to being born and raised in South Florida. Actually, my second weekend ministering here over there at Grace and Manto was that weekend in like the third week of March that it snowed in Plano.
Oh my God.
So my second weekend here, and I'm expecting a crowd, not expecting the snow.
Yes.
And, you know, Saturday night was pretty cool because it was just a little bit of drizzle.
Right.
Snow on the cars. But when I woke up Sunday morning, I did not know what to do with that snow on my car.
And when it snows, nobody drives. Everything
shuts down. Mostly everything gets shut down. But I think, Jose, you're going to experience some of the things that a lot of us have experienced. Those of us that have come from other states, but mostly most of us that have a very multicultural. And I think that's very, very unique. Even here in Dallas and in Miami, the same thing. Los Angeles, the same thing. But we have diversity.
Right.
And I think that although you may be in a city, Plano is not predominantly Hispanic, but you have a lot of Hispanic Americans.
Correct.
And we have a lot of second generation Hispanics. And we have even young people, like for instance, my children, when we moved out here, they wanted to find a Spanish church immediately.
Right.
Because that's their way of being able to touch with their culture. So I think that it might initially be a challenge on where are the Hispanics. And that's what this whole program is about.
Right.
That's what Cristo the Rock is about.
Yes, yes.
Being able to spread the word. We are bilingual. We love where we're at. But there's a lot of Hispanic people out there listening to us that need to hear that word in Spanish. And I think the diversity that you bring to the church that you're going to be pastoring and to this city, I think it's amazing. So,
and to get connected, because there's so many people, but maybe in Plano there might be so many Hispanics that are looking for a place that they can
absolutely
fit. And so this Airways gives us opportunity to connect people to different places.
The opportunity is definitely there. We were looking at some of the numbers as far as growth of population in Collin County,
yes,
in that area and in Plano. And right now, the Hispanic community and the Asian community are the two fastest growing communities in general in the DFW area, but specifically in Plano and in Collin County. So we're really excited with what God is doing, and even more excited with what God is going to do.
Amen.
I was in a Smart Marriages conference in Orlando, actually, in Florida. It was very nice, the weather. And
one of the Mickey for me. Say hi to Mickey for me.
I didn't go to Disney World, but one of the things that there was some statistic given by somebody from the federal government is that the biggest minority mm-hmm. is the Hispanics all across the nation. Right. So therefore, there is a need there, and we just need to be connected.
I live right next door in Frisco, and when you look at Frisco, it's not predominantly a Hispanic community, but you'd be amazed. Los Latinos están metidos por toda parte.
En todo. Hasta en la sopa.
Hasta en la sopa, where you least expect them, they're there. And one of the things that I discovered about our community is that there's a lot of people who have relocated from different states that have left their churches behind and are looking for a place to call home.
Correct.
And they can't really, you know, plug in to a good Hispanic church within their community. So the need is there. Especially in our community, there's quite a few Hispanic families that their children speak English, but they don't.
Correct.
So they want a Spanish church. They want a Spanish ministry. They want a place where they can go and congregate and understand. And so if you're listening to me, si usted me está escuchando, hay varios lugares que ahora se están abriendo obras hispanas para poder abrir esa oportunidad que usted escuche la palabra de Dios en el idioma de su preferencia, vamos a decir.
Así es.
Porque el idioma de nuestra, podemos quizás algunos de nosotros que sabemos los dos idiomas, quizás tengamos un idioma de preferencia. Yo prefiero adorar a Dios en español.
But
I'd rather speak in English. That's
that's
the diversity. We got that whole Spanglish thing going on. Pero hay gente que verdaderamente necesita un lugar en español. Así que, but there's other things I want to kind of pick at your brain about, because I admire, honestly, you're a young man, and I know that you've been serving God for a very long time. I know a little bit about your background. You have family members that have been in ministry. God has been sowing into your life for years.
Right.
However, stepping out of your comfort zone, and especially knowing, you see, I do believe that God can get young people radically saved. Y los tiene medio loco.
Así es.
So they go and do crazy stuff.
Right.
But when you've seen it and you know it,
right,
and you've been raised in it and you know what it takes and you still answer to a calling, I find that to be so admirable. And I can see the hand of God in that. So I would like for you to speak to us a little bit about what it felt like when you received that calling and disconnecting, leaving the family, and that whole disconnect. How did God work in that with you?
When this specific opportunity, you know, presented itself, which I feel was of God, it's one of those things que uno no lo está buscando, pero te encuentra.
Yeah.
And when you, you know, run into something, or something runs into you that you're not trying to run into it per se,
yes,
you feel like, I got to pay attention here because mm-hmm. God might be doing something. God might be tugging at something or guiding you somewhere. But yes, I mean, it is sometimes when you have the knowledge of something like what you're saying, that where I've seen other people around me do ministry, that could scare you away from it, and it could scare you from trusting it.
Yes.
But that's where you trust God instead of trusting maybe what you've seen in the past, whether it's in yourself, previous experiences, or in other people. But definitely one of the temptations that exists when you're taking that decision, when you're taking that step of faith not because it's blind, but faith because it's guided by God.
Yes.
When you're doing that, obviously, you're always going to have that syndrome of comparison. You're going to get into the dynamic of wanting to, you know, compare, you know, Plano versus Miami, what house I might live in here versus there. You start looking at you start sort of analyzing, you start looking back a little bit as you look forward. But you know that you're looking back not to get momentum. You're looking back to see if it anchors you and keeps you back.
That's a good way of putting it.
So,
yes, I like that.
So that's, you know, you start getting into the, you know, that tug of the emotions of the mind and things like that. And for us, you know, making the decision, you know, to come to Plano has been and is still a challenging one. My wife and my daughter are still in Miami. There's still holdups that where it's still a transition. even though it's a decision made in my heart, in practice, it has not. It's not something that's been completed in practice. So, you know, being in the midst of that, I do understand definitely where, why you're in that transition. If you're at a crossroads in a decision-making process in life, you are going to have that temptation of looking back.
Yeah. And I think that's one of the things we want to be able to get into tonight and say, you know, how far or how long are we allowed to look back? How far and how long, for instance, you know, one of the things that I want to point out tonight, and we're going to be talking about the rearview mirror. It's there for a reason. We cannot drive our car without a rearview mirror or without our side mirrors. But how long can you stare at that mirror and still stay on the right lane and right. still drive safely? There's a reason and a purpose for it. And one of the scriptures I want to share, just to kind of set it up for us tonight, is in Isaiah chapter 43. And I love this passage because it has helped me stay focus so many times, you know, especially what you're saying, how, because you look back your childhood, la comida, la gente, todo, but God has brought you with a purpose for a new thing. And Bible says this, Isaiah 43:18, do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Now, we can apply this to paths that are unpleasant, mm-hmm. where you know, if we continue to look at the past in an unpleasant way, it hurt me, it ruined me, it marred me. If we stay there for too long, we're not going to be able to move forward. Remembering the former things, we have great memories back there. I mean, there's great things that happened. There's great things God did 10 years ago that we can still draw from. Correct. But how long can we live on yesterday's victory? Correct. And staring at that rearview mirror and wishing that we can have that same glory that we had back then, where I believe that we can glance at it to gain strength, but still be able to uphold, you know, to grab hold of that glory that God has for us today and that He's pressing forward in our lives. So as we set this up, I'm excited about tonight's program.
Me too.
I really am. I believe that God has a word for you tonight, and I encourage you to stay tuned on Cristo the Rock with Pastor Jose Serpa, who has relocated here from Florida. And I send greetings to all of his Miami audience that is listening to him right now, to the family, and to all of our California audience that I know are tuning in.
And all to my Rockwell and Garland people.
And all of our Frisco friends and everyone in the Dallas Metroplex. Cristo the Rock here tonight. We're talking about forsaking your past. Evange Dye here. Stay tuned.
Cuando llores por las veces y trates de olvidar las lágrimas que lloraste, solo tienes pena y tristeza, el futuro encierra tu espera, puedes tener paz en la tormenta. Muchas veces yo me siento igual. Anhela algo real. El Señor viene a mí y me ayuda a seguir en paz en medio de la tormenta. Puedes tener paz en la tormenta. Esperanza cuando no puedas seguir, aún con tu mundo hecho pedazos, el Señor guiará tus pasos en paz en medio de la tormenta. Puedes tener esperanza.
cuando no pueda seguir. Aún con tu mundo hecho pedazos, el Señor guiará tus pasos en paz en medio de la tormenta. Muchas veces yo me siento igual que tú. Mi corazón anhela algo real. El Señor viene a mí y me ayuda a seguir en paz. Tener paz en la tormenta, fe y esperanza cuando no puedas seguir. Aún con tu mundo hecho pedazos, el Señor guiará tus pasos en paz. Tener paz en la tormenta, fe y esperanza cuando no puedas seguir.
Yeah, this is hero time. Ayala, siervo pa.
Yo canto, yo danzo, si el Espíritu de Dios se mueve en mí, si se mueve en mí, si se mueve en mí, el Espíritu de Dios se mueve en mí.
Brothers and sisters, yes sir, yes sir,
oh my God,
yes sir, yes sir,
yes sir, yes sir, yes, sir.
Yes, come on, come on.
Suéltate.
Aquí solo existe el hero, tu siervo.
admirable en los cielos y el amor de su Espíritu Santo. Por su gracia yo soy hombre nuevo y de gozo se llena mi canto. De su imagen yo soy un reflejo que me lleva por siempre en victoria y me ha hecho cabeza y no cola. En mi Cristo yo todo lo puedo. Jesús me dijo que me riera si el enemigo me tienta en la carrera. Y también me dijo no te mortifiques, que yo le envío mis avispas pa' que lo piquen. Es verdad. ¡Hey! Tengo un Dios admirable en los cielos que me libra de mal y temores. Es mi roca, mi gran fortaleza y me colma de sus bendiciones. Mi Señor siempre me hace justicia, me defiende de los opresores. No me deja ni me desampara, pues mi Dios es Señor de señores. Y Jesús me dijo que me riera si el enemigo me tienta en la carrera. Y también me dijo no te mortifiques, que yo le envío mis avispas pa' que lo piquen. Es verdad.
Santa lei, Signor.
Chiamare il nome del mio padre, non
tú. Sin ellos tres sufrirás mucho.
Porque Satán te llevará como deja al matadero.
Rocío agua viva, tu sed calma por dentro.
Por eso te ofrezco al Hijo Dios.
Cae en tus rodillas y acéptale.
Porque Satán te llevará como deja al matadero.
Calma tu sed con las
aguas que
glorifícale, exáltale,
exáltale.